About a month and a half away, a month and a couple of weeks away from the NBA draft. We'll have it for you live here coming up in late June here on ESPN 700. And some in-state guys. We know one guy, a guy that we had talked to all the time and whose games I broadcast, Jakob Poeltl. He's going to be going. He'll be a first-round guy, probably a top 10 guy. But our next guest had an unbelievably great senior year, and now he's had a terrific NBA combine. And he's certainly going to be drafted. The question is, how high might he go? Great to have on with us, Weber State's very own Joel Bolomboy with us here on the Bill Riley Show. Joel, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
It's good having you on board. I didn't get a chance to talk to you during the year. I did talk to your coach a couple of different times. But before we talk about the draft and how the combine went and all that stuff, tell me about your experience at Weber State. And I say that because I think the world of your head coach, Randy Ray, or now your former head coach, Randy Ray, but how did you land at Weber, and what was your experience like, and how much did your time at Weber help you kind of get to where you are right now?
I think my time at Weber State was great, you know. Coming down at a high school, it was either Weber State or New Mexico, and there was rumors going on that the coach offered at New Mexico might later take a job somewhere else. But I'm glad I chose Weber State. A few months down the road, he took that job at UCLA. But, yeah, I remember coming out of high school, I was about 6'9", somewhere in between 200 and 205 pounds. I was just, like, long, skinny, your typical athlete. And the reason why I chose Weber State was just because when I went on my visit, I just felt like I was at home. You know, they had a great group of guys. Everybody there was high character. They had a great coaching staff put in place, and I felt like I was a part of the team, and I hadn't even committed yet.
Well, that you know, and he obviously does such a good job of finding guys that aren't necessarily high-profile guys, but guys that fit his system and develops them well. We've seen what's happened with Damian Lillard. Damian came in, and not a lot of people knew who he was. Wasn't a highly touted prospect, and we know what he is now. So what is it about what Randy and his staff did for you at Weber State that helped you to develop into what will now be an NBA draft pick?
You know, they just had a great development plan for me, and they gave me the opportunity to come in and play right away. But at the same time, I had to earn my role and earn my minutes. And I think one thing that I did was I worked hard every single day. I was in the gym. I remember coming up there. We had a four-day lifting program a week, and I remember I would always get extra lifts in. So, like, my first 2.5 years there, I lifted pretty much 5, sometimes 6 times a week. And then as far as, like, staying up there in the summers, I was up there every summer. We're only required to be up there probably for, like, a month and a half. But I was up there every single summer. I didn't go home too much. I remember my freshman year, I went home for about 2 weeks and decided to come right back up to just to work out and lift weights and try to develop.
Joel Bolomboy is our guest here on the Bill Riley Show on ESPN 700, former Weber State Wildcat, soon to be an NBA player. So at what point in time, maybe it was your sophomore year, maybe it was your junior, maybe it was this year, but at what point in time, Joel, did you say, hey, I think maybe the NBA is a real possibility for me?
I think I told myself that sophomore, junior year of college, right when I got invited to Adidas Nations, just going out there and playing against some of the high major guys. They had players there from, like, SEC, ACC schools. Just playing against them, I knew that they weren't much better than me, and I was already better than a lot of the players there. So at that point, I realized I could make the jump and in a year or two be ready to play in the NBA.
So you went to the combine. And all the reports out of the combine were you had a great couple of days. What was that experience like for you?
It was a great experience. You know, the actual combine is like 6 or 7 days, but as far as basketball, it's only 2 days. On the court, everything else is just like medical testing, interviews, a whole bunch of meetings. But it was a great opportunity to get invited into the combine and play against the competition I played against, because coming out of Weber State, you know, we didn't really get to play too many bigger schools than us. So just playing against that competition was great for me. Just letting everybody know that I could play at that level and showing everybody what I can do.
What was kind of the feedback that you got when you were at the combine? Because I'm sure, you know, the NBA guys, they do their homework. They knew who you were. It's not like you were playing in South America or something. I mean, Weber State's on the map, and you guys were an NCAA tournament team. But, you know, as they got to know you a little bit over those 4, 5, 6 days, what kind of feedback were the NBA folks giving you?
They were just giving me great feedback. You know, I had a lot of interviews. They were intrigued by the personality I had. I was a high character guy. A lot of the scouts and the GMs told me I was an even better person. But as far as a player on the court, they like what I do, my ability to rebound the ball and just play defense. I can guard multiple positions, and I have a relentless motor.
We've seen that. I mean, there was a guy that played for the Jazz a few years ago that played at Missouri, a guy named Damari Carroll, who had that same kind of thing. He didn't have one defined skill, but he was everywhere, and he could guard, and he could run and fill the lanes and things like that. I think if you can do that, you're going to find a place. They always say hustle and defense travels, so you'll be good there. Offensively, or maybe overall, where do you think you fit? At 6'9", you could probably play a couple of different positions. Are they looking at you as a 3 or a 4?
So right now they're looking at me as a 4, but I remember having an interview with the Golden State Warriors, and they even talked about me playing some 5 at some point just because of the way they play small ball, and they saw a great fit for me. But for the most part, just talking to the teams and getting the feedback that I've been getting is just a power forward.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, but how cool would that be, Joel, if you heard your name called on draft night and it was Steve Kerr on the phone saying, hey, we want you to come play at Golden State?
That would be real cool, you know, just seeing the success they've had and the success they are having. That would be real cool to be a part of.
You're a Dallas-Fort Worth kid. It wouldn't be bad if the Mavericks called either, right?
You're right. That also wouldn't be too bad either.
So what's the next couple of weeks like? I'm going to guess it's a lot of individual workouts and things like that for you?
Yeah, so just traveling to different teams and working out for them. I actually just worked out for the Bucks, and right now I'm in Phoenix. I have a workout with the Suns tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Suns and their head coach, Earl Watson, Earl played for the Utah Jazz for a few years. He's from my hometown of Kansas City. He's a great guy. They're kind of rebuilding, retooling things down there, but I think you'll like Earl Watson an awful lot.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He spent a few years in Salt Lake City as a player, and now obviously he's a guy that's not too far removed from the NBA. So, yeah, this is cool. So what's your agent telling you? What's the best guess right now? Early second round, mid-second round? What are you thinking?
So when it's all said and done, I want to be in the position to be drafted in that late first round slot. But as far as like what my agent has been telling me, and he's been talking to GMs and scouts and head coaches, and all the feedback he's been getting, everybody's been telling him that I'm somewhere in the early second or late first round right now.
That's fantastic, and you know that you can help your cause, too, with these individual workouts, and all it takes is one team to fall in love with you, right?
Correct.
Hey, that's fantastic. Joel, thanks so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciated it. I loved watching you from afar. My friend Steve Klauke, who did the play-by-play up there at Weber State, said you were a terrific guy, and Randy said the same thing. So, hey, nothing but best wishes and good luck for you over the next couple of weeks. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.